A Reflection for the Third Week of Lent by Father Joseph Nazel. Last week on our journey of recovering our true self, we experienced a spring break on the mountain of the Transfiguration. This week, it appears Jesus is experiencing spring fever. If you took Jesus' temperature that day when he finds money changers and traders buying and selling their goods in the temple, he would definitely be running a fever. We see a side of Jesus we don't like to look at, his angry side. But we should not be surprised by this anger. It is fueled by his zeal. The passion that causes Jesus' blood to boil runs in the divine bloodstream. In the first reading from Exodus, God says to Moses, "I am your God. I brought you out of slavery. I am a jealous God." In Hebrew, the same word is used for jealous and zeal. God is the divine lover who is passionately in love with us and zealously concerned for our welfare. We see this same fire in Jesus' eyes as he turns over a few tables, turns a few heads and hearts to enable people to see that this house of prayer has been cluttered with too much commerce and complacency, filled with competition and the cacophony of false prayers and piety. "Don't you see?" Jesus seems to scream. "This house of prayer is where the divine lover meets the beloved." Have we caught spring fever yet? Do we sense new life burning to emerge from our dead works? Can we sense the ground groaning beneath our feet, ready to erupt with new hope? Can we touch the ashes that have grown cold and feel the divine lover stirring the ashes of our lives until they become embers that spark new flames of faith? Paul describes the instrument God uses to stir into flame our burned-out hopes and dreams. The instrument Jesus uses to get the ground ready for new birth. "The cross," Paul writes, "is what we preach and what we live." Christ crucified may seem foolish to some, ridiculous to others, a stumbling block and an absurdity. But when those sacred temples we call our souls are cleansed of all the distortions and distractions, we see the cross for what it is. This folly of the cross is our forgiveness. This ridiculous symbol is our redemption. This stumbling block is our ladder to the very heart of God. This absurdity is our absolution for our sins. The cross is the consequence for living passionately and intensely. Because of the vision and values he taught and lived, a new way of living, loving, and forgiving, Jesus was crucified. Do we live with such passion? Perhaps the question we face midway through our Lenten journey of recovery is, what crosses have we been nailed to recently because we have lived the message of the gospel with intensity and passion? During this journey of recovery, God desires to clean the temple of our hearts, that inner room, with the grace and mercy of divine love. The fire of God's zealous, jealous, forgiving love frees us from sin and sweeps away the debris of denial and despair that clutter the temple of our hearts. Jesus hopes his spring fever is contagious, so that all would catch this ancient disease, because it is this zealous love that prepares us for a new birth and changes our lives forever. Let us pray together.
Fiery and faithful God, in an age of road rage, Jesus turns up the heat in the temple. His anger is fueled because commerce has replaced compassion. His passion is kindled as he cleans up the clutter in the place of prayer. His precious blood is boiling and begs the question, on our journey of faith, is there any issue that turns up the heat in our hearts? Is there any issue that fuels the anger within us to the boiling point that we make our voices heard? Is there any injustice that causes our blood to boil? Your love, O God, ignites the fire in our hearts. Give us the courage not to be content to sit back and let the world go its own way while we stay safe and warm, cozy and comfortable. Spark our road rage as so many people are being cut off and excluded along the way. May outrage over injustice and oppression be the rage of the day. May this fuel of your fiery love take us farther down the road of recovery to the reign of God. Amen.